Hey, and welcome to the Jessica Paul podcast. I'm your host, Jess Paul, actress, manifestation expert, and mindset coach. And I'm here to share with you all of my secrets on confidence, success, and the magic of manifestation. If you're ready to dive in deep and see more success in your career, more money in your bank account, and more love in your life with a whole new level of freedom, then you're in the right place. I'm letting loose on everything you need to take back control of your life, up-level your mindset, and tap into your manifestation powers. I'm so excited that you're here. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the JP podcast. It is me, Jess Paul, here to help you manifest your next level life. And guys, I had such an amazing response from that first, the last episode I did, the first episode of 2022. Everybody, like, just thank you so much, because so many of you shared it on your social medias, and you know, so many of you have been messaging in and kind of just like expressing their love for it. And it's great, because like I said, it's just so freaking nice to be able to have a space where I can speak my truth and to people who understand me. Do you know what I mean? Because like, especially with this spiritual journey and, you know, this mindset and manifestation practice, like it's not for everyone. Like, you know, there's members of my family who still don't get it. And sometimes it's difficult, because now when I'm around people that don't understand it, or, you know, don't have a strong mindset themselves, like sometimes it can be draining to be around people like that for me. You know, I try and serve as much as I can, like with my own knowledge. Like I literally just teach through my own experience. Like this is everything that I have done myself to get me to this point, and you know, the positive mindset that I've used. But you know, some people don't want to hear it right now, and some people don't get it, you know, and that's fine. But it's so nice to have a platform where I'm speaking to people who are so freaking in it and get it and want to level up and want to do this work and want to understand these energetics of success. Like it's just so nice. So thank you everybody who has subscribed, has left a review, has left 5 stars for me, because you know, it really does mean the world. And just thank you for being a part of this amazing community, and I'm sending all the love right back at you. So I want to start as well doing like a little life update before I get into the episodes each week, just so that you know what's going on in my life, like a little blog on here. Sometimes like my life doesn't seem that interesting, but actually in those moments, I'll explain what I mean by that, but in those moments, that's actually when I manifest the most things. So basically, guys, I'm a little bit of a hermit. Like, I like my own space. I've expressed this. I said this on my last episode. I like my own space. I live on my own. I socialize only when I want to. Like, it's one thing that I've learned, because in my past, I used to always go out and struggle with setting boundaries on that front. I used to, like, you know, people would ask me out, I'd be like, okay, I'll go, when really like my higher self didn't want to go out, and I'd always end up feeling drained. So like one thing that, you know, is a non-negotiable for me now is like really putting my foot down and where I want to be and who I want to be spending my time with. And I've noticed that actually I just love spending time with myself. Like it's great, because you know, I can like set a vibrational set point for myself and then just be in my flat and be loving life. So it's funny, because actually we're what, like a week into like over a week into the new year, and I really haven't gone out and done that much. Like I mean January is a time where a lot of us kind of don't do that much, but you know, I've been going to the gym, I've been seeing my family, but I've not really been doing much else. But funnily enough, like, because I have been focusing so much on raising my vibration every single freaking day, so much has flown in. Like, I've not even had to do anything. And this is the beauty of manifestation. Like, taking action is so, so important. But sometimes, like, the action taking, you don't even notice you're doing it, because it just feels so easy. And you know, like I messaged a few people about a few things on Facebook, and suddenly I've got like PR opportunities coming up, and I've got like guest speaking events coming up, which I will tell you more about because I've got one coming up in February. And like, it all just seems to be flowing in, which is fantastic. And this is how we want our life to feel, you know, like easy and living in the way that you want to live, you know? So yeah, that's like testament to setting standards for yourself and then really freaking abiding by them. Like, you know, if you know that certain people are going to mess with your vibe, don't hang out with them, you know? Or if you know that like going out and socializing right now for you is going to drain you, then just don't freaking do it. Like, you know, you get to decide how you live your life. And maybe for those of you that don't kind of have a lifestyle like myself, you know, because obviously I'm live on my own terms. I get to decide when I work, which is amazing. It's one of the like most freeing, amazing things about the business that I run. But maybe some of you, like, you have to get up and you have to go to work every single day. Make sure you're just like, you're living in the standard that you want to live. Make sure that you're setting the boundaries that you want to set for yourself, because when you do that and you really feel into it, that's when things start flowing in much more easily for you, because your vibe isn't being thrown off. So like for me, this past like week or so coming into 2022, and even like coming into 2022, like I expressed in my last podcast, on my own, it was what I wanted right now. And, you know, that's not to say like I never hang out with people, because I've got lots of friends and I, you know, like we always have good times, but, you know, just right now, it's not what I want. And because of that, and because I've listened to that and like actually respected that in myself, like more and more things are starting to happen. I'd say like just on top of that, as a life update, because I have been respecting my time and my energy more, and I've not really been socializing that much, but I've been channeling energy. I have been able to focus more on my acting career as well, because as you all know, I'm an actress first and foremost. Love my career, had a great career, like manifested some freaking cool jobs, which I will do like full episodes on and talk about, because 2021 was like, there was a huge manifestation in there acting wise for me. I focus on my acting. However, like over the past 2 years, it really has been about my business. It's been about me and my business. And like, my acting career kind of took a back seat, not on purpose, but just because I was channeling my energy into different things. And like, it really goes to show what can happen when you channel your energy, because I put everything into my business at the, you know, like midway through 2020. And like I said, took it to six figures in 8 months, and, you know, like built this successful company in that time, but only because I put everything into it, guys, like everything. I put all of my energy into it. So it's kind of like a goal or an intention that I've set for 2022 is to do that for my acting career, because I know first and foremost the results you see when you do that. So, you know, you want to ask yourself as well, like, where do you want to be channeling that energy? Like, if you're a multifaceted person like myself, and you've got like other things going on in your life, or if there's just something that you want to expand in your life, like make sure that you're channeling your energy into it every single day, even however small. Like, even if you're thinking, oh, but, you know, I've got X, Y, and Z to do, like, how can I fit it in? Firstly, guys, I can do whole episode on this. Time isn't even fucking real. Like, time is made up. You get to choose. You get to decide how much time you have. And so really, like, you know, just ask yourself, like, are you channeling your energy into that desire every single day? Like, however small, right? And for me, I'm just like, I literally have in my diary written acting energy. Like, acting energy, that's like, whether it's 5 minutes a day or whether it's like half a day or a whole day, I'm putting energy in that direction, because when you like have that energy exchange, like an energy exchange, when you have that outflow, you're gonna get it back. It's gonna come back to you. So, you know, be asking yourself that. So for me, that's what's really been going on in my life. So guys, a little sponsor before we get into today's episode. I have been directing everybody recently over to my mailing list. I'm going to link it in my bio so you can go and sign up if you're not already on there. But basically, I have just started doing every Monday evening, I'm dropping a little email into your inbox, which is basically what I would call a little love letter, giving you like your burst of inspiration for each new week. And I'm really like putting a lot of energy into this for you all because, again, like another one of my goals this year is to just give, like add as much value as I possibly can to you guys. And these are just like tips, tricks, like, you know, energetic hacks, like anything that I have felt like in the week would help you just as like your burst of inspiration each week. So you can look out for that every single Monday evening, 6 p.m. I usually drop it into your inbox, UK time. So, you know, sign yourself up on the list and make sure you're involved there because also like that is your hub for any other info that's coming out. Like you'll be the first to hear it about it if you're on that mailing list. So get yourself signed up and I'll see you there. So let's dive straight into today's episode, which is titled Tips to Stay Positive When Things Don't Necessarily Go Your Way and How to Tap Into, like really step into that momentum of success. So basically I'm recording this because I asked, did a little poll on my Instagram story and I was like, what do you guys want to hear? And by the way, thank you for everybody. I got so many responses. I've got so many episodes lined up. But this was one of them that came in. And it was, you know, it was just this question, you know, how can I stay positive when things around me aren't necessarily that positive or, you know, when like there's just stuff going on, you know? And it's a really great topic because at the end of the day, this is what we're trying to strengthen within ourselves, this positive mindset. But I'm going to start off by saying, like, and this is such a huge misconception about manifestation. Guys, you don't have to be positive all the time. Here's the thing, right? It's not the make or break for your manifestations. Like, things are still manifesting. Things are still flowing in, even when you're having these other feelings go on in your life. Like, it's all a part of it. And the trick is to learn, like I always say, the trick is to manage your vibration. You know, it's okay that you feel these feelings. Like, obviously, we don't want you to be feeling low vibe and negative and, you know, shit all the time. Because, you know, within the law of attraction, you know, you've got to be a vibrational match to that, to what you want to call in. And usually if you're low vibe, then you're not going to be attracting what you want into your life. But you know, you are allowed to feel. Like, there's a lot of toxic positivity that goes on social media, which I, for one, am not a fan of, you know, because like at the end of the day, we're fucking human and we have feelings, you know, and we literally manifest based on how we feel. So, you know, I always say, like, I am the first person, like I am that girl that will be lying on a bedroom floor having a good cry over something that maybe hasn't gone to plan in my life because I need to feel it, I need to move through it, and that's okay. So for those of you that maybe are in that lower vibe right now, for whatever reason, like whatever's happened or whatever is like affecting you or out of your control right now, it's okay. You know, like, it's my biggest message to you. We don't want you to stay there. We want to get you out of that place, but just know that it's okay. I also like reworded the title of this podcast because when I got the message on Instagram, you know, she'd asked, you know, how do I stay positive when things are going wrong? One person asked this, and I got a couple more messages as well, and at the end of the day, guys, and this is my belief because I've decided it, it's my truth, but you want to think about it this way too, like nothing in life actually ever goes wrong. Like nothing can go wrong in your life. Like if you decide that everything that's happening is happening for you, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you, for your greatest good, for like for your highest self, for all of this abundance and success. It's literally happening for that reason. So even the bad shit, guys, that goes on, right? Even the contrast, that's what I like to call it. Like, the contrast in your life is there for a fucking reason. It's there to help you grow, to teach you a lesson. It's there to give you clarity on what you even want, you know? So in my world, nothing in my life can ever go wrong. So rather than using that word, and rather than kind of like looking through the lens of things are going wrong in my life, just like instead word it as though, you know, things aren't going to plan. They're not going to plan. They're not going to my plan, but it's the universe's plan. And the universe always has a plan for you, and it's always in your highest, greatest good. So, you know, when things aren't necessarily going your way, like, don't freaking worry, because nothing's going wrong. Nothing's ever going wrong. It's all playing out in the way it's supposed to. And you've just got to trust it. You've got to trust it, and you've got to take the lesson from it straight away. So yeah, that's why I decided to like word the title in that way. Like, you know, it's not when things go wrong. It's just when things don't necessarily go to the plan that you had thought of in your mind. So I'm going to be giving you three tips now on how to move through these negative emotions, if you are experiencing any kind of negative emotions right now, whether it be just because you're on like this negative loop at the moment. You know, I was there, guys. Like, I have been the lowest of the low before. I know how that feels. Or maybe even for those of you that you're doing all right, like things are fine, but maybe things aren't going to plan at the moment. Maybe you are being hit by curveballs more than usual, or maybe like something's happened and you're like, fuck's sake, why is this happening to me now, right? So these tips are going to help you move through that. And that's the main premise here. So tip number one, guys, relates back to what I was just saying before. Feel the fucking feelings. Just feel them. Just know that it is okay to feel them. Like, I think what I think what happens here, because I get this question asked a lot, you know, how can I get back into a high vibration? Like, am I gonna, you know, be manifesting bad things into my life if I'm not vibing at that frequency, et cetera, et cetera. And I think it all stems from a belief. And if you're believing that you have to be high vibe in order to manifest, then you're only going to get frustrated when you start feeling normal human being feelings, right? So you've got to start like just living with a new belief, a new perspective that like, it's okay. I can feel sad for a day and still be able to manifest the life of my dreams. You know, the minute you stop putting pressure on yourself to be positive all the time is when you're gonna like actually feel yourself moving through it a lot more quickly. So one of the big mantras that I always use, and that I tell my friends, my family, everybody to use whenever you're going through a bad time, or, you know, just a period in your life where you can't get out of this negative funk, is just to tell yourself that the only way out is through, right? The only way out is through. Like, you have to feel your way through that. You have to know that it's okay to feel your way through that. Because the thing is here, guys, is that when you just allow it, when you just allow the feeling to surface, then it actually dissipates far more quickly than if you are stressing over having that feeling in the first place, right? So allowing, basically, that's the message here. Allow it. Feel the feelings and allow it to pass through your body. Like, this is something I had to majorly practice when I went through that really bad time in my life where my ex-partner left me. You all know this story. And that killed me. You know what I mean? Like, I was grieving. I was grieving him. I was grieving myself. I just felt so sad. And yet, guys, in that time of my life was a period that I manifested some of the biggest things into my life that I've ever have done, like ever. You know, I created a six-figure business, you know, like, fuck. Like, and but that was like in the moment of my deepest heartbreak. And that's because I really, really practiced this, just allowing and moving through and just letting myself feel what I needed to feel, but then choosing to vibrate at a different frequency, choosing to move through it, not to hang about in it. You know, we don't feel the feelings so that we can like hang about there. We feel the feelings so that we can move. It's always about movement. It's always about momentum. Like, that's a word you always hear me banging on about, speeding up that vibration, moving through it quicker, faster, becoming that version of yourself who moves with speed, you know? And we do that by simply feeling. Because at the end of the day, guys, there are a lot of things in life that are outside of our control. Like, you know, the only thing, and this is so important to note, the only thing that you can control in your life is you, is your own thoughts and feelings. And that's great, that's fine. But like, what about all the other shit that goes on, you know, that we can't control? You know, and so you have to be able to let go of the outcome, let go of whatever is happening in your life right now and just allow it. And, you know, it's not even just, because a lot of the time it's to do with other people. Like, we can't control what other people do or say or how they act. And sometimes there's rude people. Like, I know a lot of rude people. I know a lot of people who are nasty. I know a lot of people. In fact, like I'm saying, I know a lot of people. Like, I used to. I don't really have any people like that in my life anymore because, as I said at the start of this podcast, like, I set very strong boundaries for myself now. But like, you know, there's people out there that will make you feel that way. But also, you know, there's other things like just your hormones that get in the way sometimes. And you've got like hormones racing through your body. Like, us as women, we know, like more than anyone, like how that can make us feel. And that's outside of our control, you know? So like, we have to be able to control, like be in control of letting go. You know, we have to be in control of allowing whatever the fuck is happening and be okay with that. Because like I said, guys, at the end of the day, it's not going to stop you from manifesting your dream life. Nothing is going to stop you doing that. Like, if you decided you're going to manifest something, you're going to make that freaking happen. Like, you can make anything happen, okay? It doesn't matter what the hell goes on. Doesn't matter what goes on around you, right? So just know that. Just know that you're allowed to feel, you're a human being, it's okay. And also know that the more you feel, the more you allow, the quicker you move through. And that's our main aim here. Okay, so tip number two is to prevent the feeling before you even feel it. Now, this one might sound a bit weird because you might be thinking, well, Jess, how do I stop feeling that thing? Like, you know, how can I prevent it if I'm already feeling it? What I'm saying is this tip's all about preparation. Like, you hear me a lot going on about my rituals and what I do, like, say in the morning or throughout the day, or like my bath rituals and all of this stuff. Like, that's what it's all for, guys. That's why I do it, you know, that's why I teach it. Because, you know, if you're setting a high vibrational set point for yourself right at the beginning of the day, right when you first wake up in the morning, then like, you're going to find it way easier if you come into any contrast, or if you are hit with a curveball, or if something doesn't go to plan. Like, you're going to find it easier because you're already going to be vibrating high, right? So in that sense, like, you've got yourself out ahead of it, like you've got yourself out of it already. So preparation, this is what this tip is all about. Preparation is key. Just prepping your vibe every single fucking day, working on yourself, you know, so that like, let's say for example, you know that maybe you work a 9-to-5 job, and you know that in the morning, you are going to have to go into an office or whatever of people, and there's one person in there that gets you down. Like, for whatever reason, maybe they might just not be a nice person, or just might have a really negative energy or whatever it is. And you know that every single morning you have to go and be in the same space as that person. Prep yourself. You know, don't walk into that environment and let it get the better of you when you could in the morning wake up and do a strong ritual, raise your vibe, dance around your fucking room, make yourself feel good so that as soon as you walk into that space, you know, nothing's going to affect you, right? So that's like, so this tip really is about doing the thing and to prevent you from even getting to that negative stage. And the analogy I always love using here for this is that it's like a car rolling down a hill. Like, say you got out of your car and you pushed it and it started rolling down a hill. If you got out in front of that car just as it began moving, it hadn't really started, it was just starting to roll down, and you put your hands on the bonnet and you stopped it, like, it would be easy to stop. Like, it was hardly moving. There was no momentum there. However, if you push that car and you let it roll and it keeps rolling and it keeps gaining speed and momentum down that hill, if you tried to step out in front of that car to stop it as it was rolling down the hill that far, you'd probably be run over. like it's a funny analogy, but it's fucking true. Like, you know, the reason that, like, what I mean here with this is that, like, if you allow your negative emotions to get the better of you and you allow them to speed up the wrong way, the wrong direction, and start gaining momentum, then you're going to find it harder to pull yourself out of that. You're going to find it harder to get yourself back to a positive, high vibration again. So what you've got to do is you've got to stop it before it even starts. You got to stop it right in its tracks. And that's the way we do it, through preparation, through daily practice on your mindset, on your energy. That's how we prevent all of these things gaining this, like, basically it's how we prevent you going down a negative spiral, which, like I said, I've been there before. I know that feeling. Like, we've all been there before, but we are way stronger than we think. And we have the power to prevent that before it even becomes a thing. So tip number three, guys, my final tip, is to remind yourself, don't layer emotion on top of emotion, right? What I mean by this is that, and this kind of goes back to my first tip on just feeling the fucking feelings, because what tends to happen is, especially with a lot of you guys listening, because you're all high achievers, you're all already working on your mindsets, and, like, or at least you're discovering this now and you're wanting to make a change. Like, what I see so often is when people feel a lower vibration, when you're feeling that lower vibe, you get frustrated with yourself. It's like a classic. I see it in every single one of my students at some point. I've seen it myself, like, this is how I know. And it's basically because you really want to make that change in your life. You're trying, like, in fact, sorry, don't use the word try in my vocab, like, it's not a part of my vocab. We're either doing it or we're not. But, you know, you're aiming to live a happier lifestyle, to live a more successful, abundant lifestyle. You want to manifest the life of your dreams, like obviously, like all of us. And so whenever you're feeling that dip, you just get frustrated because you're like, damn, like, I was doing so well, or, you know, like, this is gonna, like, slow me down or whatever, like this. And actually, like, the more you layer that emotion, so, you know, you're feeling down for whatever reason, and then you're layering frustration on top of that feeling, you're just expanding the problem, right? You're just expanding it further. And again, that's how the car rolls down the hill, like I said. So the key is not to layer the emotion on top of the emotion. It's to feel what you're feeling, but just feel that one feeling really intensely. Because at the end of the day, guys, frustration is such an icky vibe. Like, it happens so much. It happens so often to us when we're manifesting something, and we're trying to lean into trusting and, like, trusting the universe and letting go, but it's still not arrived yet, and all of this stuff. And, like, we can easily fall into frustration mode. And so much, you know, when you're working on your mindset in this way and you're working at being a more positive person, like, I see a lot of people being hard on themselves, because you want to achieve a lot, you know, you want to do big things with your life, and that's fine. But, like, the more you get frustrated with the human feelings you're having, like, the more you're just expanding it. And this is all part of managing your vibe. This is what I teach. Like, you've got to start making this stuff like second nature to you. So that it's just the way that you live your life. So you're moving through these periods of, you know, like these dips that you're having, or this, that, like these negative periods of time, like really quickly, like I was saying before, like with that speed, you know? So these are my like main tips, guys, on really how to move your way like into a positive mindset and vibrate at a higher frequency, even when maybe things aren't going to plan or when maybe things are outside of your control. Like, just remember those three things. So just to recap, the first tip is to feel the fucking feelings. Just feel. Like, change that whole belief within yourself. Like, you are allowed to feel. It doesn't matter if you're low vibe for a day. Anyway, like, it's never a bad day. It's only a bad 5 minutes. Remember that, because you are in control of your vibration. You're in control of how long you stay in that vibe. But just feel, right? Tip number two is to prevent the feeling before you even feel it. So that's all about your preparation, and that is key. That's all your rituals. That's everything that is keeping you in that positive momentum. And the final tip is to not layer emotion on top of emotion. So when you are feeling the feelings, when you are allowing them to come in, don't keep allowing another negative feeling on top of another negative feeling. Just feel that one feeling that you felt and move through. Move through into your high vibe again, right? Like all of this, guys, it might sound a little bit overwhelming right now if you are like in quite a negative space. But, you know, I think really the main message here is that you are in control. Like, you have always been in control of your vibe. And nobody can control the way you think or feel. Nobody. Nothing can. Like, even the things that are outside of your control, like even things, like I said before, like your hormones that get in the way, like not even that, you know, you have the choice to move through, and you have the choice to take, you know, responsibility for what you're feeling and do it in a kind and loving way, you know, because like I said, we're all fucking human. And we all go through these times, you know, even if you're listening to this and you're like, no, I'm feeling well positive right now, Jess, like, believe me, like, you're going to go through it, because we all do. But it doesn't make you any less of a powerful manifester, you know, like, I will tell you first and foremost, like, as I said, I have all the human feelings, but I'm still manifesting daily. So they're my main tips, guys. I hope that you have got some takeaways from this. Make sure to tag me on your Instagram with any of the takeaways that you've had, any of the things that have really stood out to you. Just go and have a great rest of your week. Whatever vibe you're in right now, move through it, move forward. Pick up that speed in your vibration, and you're going to keep manifesting everything you've ever desired. So sending you so much love, and get yourself as well. It'll be tagged in my show notes, but get yourself signed onto my mailing list if you haven't already, so that you can get receiving my Monday emails. And I will chat to you all next week for another juicy episode coming your way. Hope you're all enjoying it. Hit subscribe if you haven't already, and I will chat to you all soon. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If this episode resonated with you, share it with a friend who you think would love it too. And if you want to let me know how you found it, just screenshot this episode, add it to your Instagram story, and tag me at @IamJessicaPaul so that I can throw all the love right back at you. And of course, subscribe, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review to show your support and to keep the good stuff coming. Sending you so much love and gratitude from your girl, Jess.